Today on Real Radio.
The most famous adulterous event in history is found with King David. 2 Samuel 11. Listen to steps that you and I can be wise about avoiding adultery.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues in his topical series on the Ten Commandments. In fact, we're in a mini-series of sorts that takes a look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. You see, marriage was ordained by God, yet it's under attack today in so many different ways. And these attacks and perversions predate the same-sex marriage issue, as we'll see while we take a look at commandment number 7, you shall not commit adultery. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
And the Bible tells us, Jesus warned us, Paul the Apostle warned us collectively, that if you join yourself to somebody outside of marriage, you are taking Christ and joining them to Christ outside of marriage. It's an abomination to God. The Bible says that we are a trichotomy, the human being, the human that we are, a trichotomy. See, what do you mean by trichotomy? The Bible teaches that we have three parts to us, the body, soul, and spirit. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says, now may the God of all peace himself sanctify you completely. What is a complete human being? He says, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God wants to do with us, to keep us pure in a tainted world. 1 Corinthians 6:15 says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? Do you see the spiritual connection regarding the physical practice? He says, for the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Therefore, flee sexual immorality. Listen to this. Every sin that a man does outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. There is a law that God has engineered that when we embark upon sexual unsanctioned sin, that it will do something to our bodies. There's a judgment to be had. Adultery is the violation of your unification with your God, with your spouse, with your family. And in marriage, there's that exclusive union that God has ordained. That's why we defend marriage. I had someone write me during the Proposition 8 campaign and was very colorful with their language, not a believer, and that's okay. But they said something that I've never forgotten because they're right. That person wrote and said, you Christians trying to tell people what marriage ought to be like and what a marriage should be defined as, why don't you take care of your own marriage and make your own marriages work? And I agree with that person. I'm excited in the next several months, you're going to be, as I've alluded to in the recent Sundays, you're going to start seeing a tremendous change in this church if you're willing, if you are open, where what happens here on Wednesdays and Sundays will be one thing, but every day of the week, you'll be able to have your church in your home, every one of you. Imagine that, and we're going to instruct you, and you're going to have the tools to have a Christian home that is for real. Why? To strengthen your home and or your marriage. It doesn't matter if you're married or not, if you're divorced and whatever. Listen, it's going to strengthen your home, but it's going to be great. We already know this from 33 other churches in Texas that's been doing it, that it's strengthened the marriages that took it on. And we're going to ask all of you to take it on. It's going to be great. But listen, we need to encourage and strengthen our relationship with our spouses, our family, in our God. In Mark chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus is therefore what God has joined together, let no man separate. Matthew 19:5, Jesus says, for this reason, Shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? The bonding, putting together, the union spiritually and emotionally and physically of a marriage, God holds sacred. I love this, and I've said it, I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, Song of Solomon. I love, now look, as soon as I say this, every kid's gonna read the book now. But in Israel, you're not allowed to read the Song of Solomon until you're 30 years of age because it's too graphic. You say, where's that book? Where's that book? It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, Song of Solomon. And it's definitely adult stuff. But in chapter 6, verse 3, it says, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. The word in Hebrew implies that we are welded together. And adultery severs that. In body, in soul, and in spirit. And so this is a very vital, very important thing that we're considering tonight. Now, get your notes ready, because what is adultery and the dangers of it? We've got the wise counsel from Solomon to his son, and we've got a lot of scripture regarding this right now tonight. So are you guys ready for this? Act like you care. Are you ready for this? Okay, good. I'm curious tonight. How many of you are 25 years of age or under tonight? Raise your hand high. 25 years of age or under? Okay. Can you make some noise about that? All right, listen. Write this down. And all of you who are 25 years of age and over, write this down. Okay? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 24. Proverbs 6, 24. Solomon says, these commands and this teaching will keep you from the immoral woman. And girls, you just put immoral man is for you. From the smooth tongue of an adulterous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her coyness seduce you. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty. And sleeping with another man's wife may cost you your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap and not be burned? Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? So it is with a man who goes into another man's wife. He who embraces her will not go unpunished. Chapter 7, verse 4. Proverbs 7, verse 4. Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Let them hold you back from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of an adulterous woman. I was looking out the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded young man who lacked common sense. Verse 8 goes on. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman. He was strolling down the path by her house at twilight. As the day was fading, as the dark of night set in, the woman approached him dressed seductively and sly of heart. She was the brash, rebellious type who never stays at home. She is often seen in the streets and markets soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him. And with a brazen look, she said, I've offered my sacrifices and just finished my vows. It's you I was looking for. I came out to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread with colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses, for my husband is not home. Wow. He's away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and will not return until later in the month. And so she seduced him with her pretty speech, with her flattery. She enticed him. He followed her at once, like an ox going to the slaughter, or like a trapped stag, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. Listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Don't let your hearts stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path, for she has been the ruin of many. Numerous men have been her victims. Her house is the road to hell. Her bedroom is the den of death. What is adultery? It is the ripping and the severance, the destruction. It's the bifurcation of what God has joined together. And an immoral man or an immoral woman will be a tool that the enemy will use to come into your life. But listen, there are a lot of immoral men and women. And even if they were knocking on your door, God tells us, the believer, to resist her or to resist him, to stay away from. Solomon speaks to his sons and tells them the story. Stay away from her house. Don't even go down her streets, because it's such a destructive thing. Adultery is something that we looked at last time together, but we'll say more about tonight, that it is something that is mocked and made fun of and made light of. And people today, that if you are, first of all, a virgin, you're made fun of. I just read a thing in preparation for this message that Jessica Alba, the actress, said, there are no virgins anymore, she says. And she said of herself, she said, I am fully and completely addicted to sex. And she went on to say that she has sexual partners on a repeated basis. This is in print. Hollywood celebrates it. The entertainment world glorifies it. And tonight you might be saying, especially if you're young, you might say, man, are you kidding me? I mean, everybody's doing that. And you have no idea the destruction that you're bringing into your own life. Adultery, the tearing apart of what God has called a marriage. Now look, as we continue on, remember this from last time. Adultery, that is two people having a relationship together, either both of them married to other people, or one in the mix being married to someone. There could be a single person having an affair, an illicit relationship with someone who's married. Single, married, or two married people who are married to other people. And God says that is adultery, and it is the breaking of faith. It is the breaking of a relationship. It is the breaking off, the snapping, as it were, of a body. Think about that in half. Point number two tonight, why is adultery wrong? Why is it wrong? Well, it's a profound spiritual dislocation of unity. We talked about that. It's an ongoing cancer unless it's killed. You might be thinking, well, I can have one of these discreet affairs that, as I mentioned and shown you guys an app last time together, an app that makes your affair easier to manage and easier to handle, an app for your phone. But now there's commercials on television of this Ashley, is it Ashley Madison? Is that the name of it? It's an Ashley Madison. That sounds like such a nice name, huh? Ashley Madison. Is that like Dolly Madison's daughter, Ashley Madison? And it's a commercial on TV. And you can, I guess, sign up or call them or join up, and you can have an affair through it. They'll manage it for you. And we're wondering, what's wrong with America? God will not sit idle on these things. He cannot sit idle on these things. But listen, God will have his day. But right now, if you're involved in anything like that, you're going to want to stop. You're going to want to stop. You're going to want to get away. You want to flee. You're going to want to run. Why is adultery wrong? It's a poison that goes from one relationship, even once it's broken off. If you don't get healing, if you don't get forgiveness, if you don't get Jesus in it to conquer it, it's just going to spread to the next relationship. Far too many people, I don't understand it, but church, listen to this. There'll be people who will have a marriage and it will end in an adulterous relationship, and then I don't get it. You would think after being burned once, you would be very careful about going into your next relationship. And it's the strangest thing that somehow people think, well, you know what, my marriage didn't work out, but I met this guy and I'm going to get married. And all of a sudden, within weeks or in a few months, they're married, having no marriage counseling. not finding out why and how did this relationship ever go wrong in the first place to bring you into this next one. And that is why you see the statistics on divorce and adultery and all of this stuff, where a person that is one time divorced, the probability is over 50% that there'll be a second divorce. And then after a second divorce, it's something like 70 or the high 70%, there'll be a third divorce. Why? Because one problem is just transferred over to the next relationship and it's never taken to the foot of the cross and dealt with. And I'm telling you this right now to give you hope and encouragement. If that's you tonight, you can stop that curse, as it were, and go to the Lord and take this to Him. He will repair, He will fix. But adultery, why is it wrong? Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 says this. Proverbs 5, 1. Solomon again, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. Verse 7. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your best strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Wow, isn't that powerfully poetic with him, Solomon? Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin. Why is adultery wrong? It is a sin. God says it's a sin. Hey, we could all get beat up tonight if we drove down to Hollywood right now, got out on the street and said, adultery is a sin. We'd probably get mugged. God tells us not to get involved in it because it's destructive. And the burden people carry, the burden, the load. Church, listen, if we're in this room tonight and this is something of your past or it's of your present, to safeguard your future, you're going to want to go straight to Jesus on this. Take a walk, get alone, talk to Him. But have it buried at the foot of the cross. If somebody is here tonight or listening in right now and there's some sort of a really exciting kind of flirtatious thing going on at the office, cut it off. Some time ago, I had a man in my office. It was about this very topic, and I told him, cut it off. And you know, he said, well, you know, I don't know if I do that, it could really hurt her feelings. And I told him, I said, crush her feelings. Do you understand? I told him, I said, what in the world are you doing having care for the adulterous woman while your wife is at home taking care of your kids, cleaning your house, and feeding you food, and you're worried about what the adulteress might feel when you break it off? Imagine that. That is deception. That's not love, my friend. Listen, that's not love. Well, there's two women in my life. I don't know who to love. I don't listen to this program, but I've heard people say, did you hear what she said about this? And it said about what? Dr. Laura. People will call up and say, you know, I got a woman in my life. Well, are you married? Oh, yeah, I'm married too. I got my wife and I got this other woman in my life. And I don't know who to pick from. Are you kidding me? Cut it off. it will kill you. It's not worth it. And it's a form of deception. Number three, it's this, you guys. Number three, mark it down. Avoiding adultery. Avoiding adultery. I'm going to give you four things. Avoiding adultery. Regarding the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Isn't it interesting that just by the word, God knows that it's a temptation in this world. Number one, how to avoid adultery. Be devoted to God, allow no opportunity for it. Be devoted to God. I could line you guys and gals up and we can wire you with electromagnetic or something, probes and stuff, and put shackles on you and a ball and chain, and you can have this anti-adultery device that we could, you know, plant surgically behind your neck. And you think that's what God wants? That's not what God wants. I could go like this and threaten you. It does nothing. You want to avoid adultery, be devoted to God. There's no other way. Some woman might say, no, I put a camera in his lunchbox. I got one of those tracking things on his phone that it's not going to do it. Listen, you know why it's not going to do it? It can't do it. Even if you could do that, you can't do that and have it be effective, because the issue's in the heart. It starts right here. And what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? If you really, listen, if you really want to love your husband, or if you really want to love your wife, love God more. Oh, honey, I can't live without you. Well, you better learn how. Because you better be in love with God more than you are with me. Yes. Listen, this church, you guys be smart, okay? You be tough. And when somebody lays that stuff on you, how many are single? Raise your hands. You're single. Don't give me this half-raised hand up. Okay. If somebody tells you, I just can't live without you, I'm going to die if you're not. That's not the person for you. Okay, you want the person following Jesus and totally in love with God, and that's the person you can trust. Okay? Be devoted to God. And that shouldn't end, by the way, when you say I do. I now pronounce you husband and wife. Whew, man, I can lie. All right, that's it. But I'm married now. And you gain 50 pounds, you stop praying. You know, you got hair hanging out of your nose and... No, don't do that. Be devoted to God. Your ministry begins the day that you get married in a brand new way.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio. In a lesson that takes a look at the seventh of the Ten Commandments, you shall not commit adultery. Now, as you can see, this message really is quite timely for us today, especially since marriage, as laid out in Scripture, is being attacked these days from all imaginable angles. This series within a series is part of Pastor Jack's bigger collection of studies on the Ten Commandments, as found in Exodus chapter 20. So please be sure to join us again as we continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, you might be thinking about going through this topical series by Pastor Jack once again, or maybe two or three times again. Or maybe you just missed a few parts here and there. Well, here at Real Radio, we offer this series on the Ten Commandments on an MP4 DVD for the price of just $25. But for the month of May, this MP4 DVD is yours for a gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. Now, of course, an MP4 DVD means that you can view the series on your computer or right there on your smartphone. So again, that's Pastor Jack's entire 13-part series on the Ten Commandments for your gift of any amount to the outreach of Real Radio. How do you get yours? Well, visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And you'll see right where to point and click. realradioactive.org. If you'd like to call, the number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, an and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.